World War II veterans are dying at the rate of more than 1,000 a day. About 400 Vietnam vets also dying each day. Many of them are being buried in veterans' cemeteries, which are quickly running out of room. There are now 8 veterans' cemeteries in Missouri, but some of them are full. West Central Congressman Ike Skelton, a longtime advocate for our state's military installations, recently secured additional funding for a new cemetery near Fort Leonard Wood. He says the need is there.
We have a very fine veteran cemetery up in Higginsville, and it's being used, but the capacity is tremendous. But it's being used, and it'll be, of course, decades before it's filled up. But I was amazed at the number of veterans that want to be buried there, and they are.
Skelton says Missouri's national cemeteries in St. Louis and Jefferson City are full.
There are other national cemeteries, of course, they have to qualify for them. Now, there's one in Arlington, which is becoming full. Fort Leavenworth has them, and I know they're elsewhere.
The new cemetery at Fort Wood occupies 229 acres. 25 are developed now, which is expected to last about 25 or 30 years before additional development is needed. The cemetery also includes an administration building, maintenance facility, a committal shelter for conducting interment services, and a columbarium wall for cremation interment. Jessica Machetta, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.